You are listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by the organizers of Asheville's Girls Rock. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you each introduce yourselves and let us know what your role is?
I'm Sally Sparks, and I'm the president of the board of Girls Rock Asheville.
And I'm Lockie Hunter. I'm on the board as well as on the council. And I'm a mom of a rocker.
I'm Erin Kynard. I'm founder of Girls Rock Asheville and program director.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. So just to get started, would you give our listeners a refresher on what you do and a little bit of the history of Girls Rock?
Sure. So Girls Rock Asheville is a nonprofit music camp for girls and trans and non-binary youth ages 8 to 14. At camp, the participants will form a band, pick an instrument of their choice, write a song, go to empowering, awesome workshops like self-care, activism, self-defense, etc., and then perform their original song at a public showcase at the end of the week. So we're all about teaching kids to take up space, be empowered, be loud, speak their truth, say what they have to say through music. This is our sixth camp. Mm-hmm. We've been around since 2014. We're part of a larger movement, phenomenon called the Girls Rock Camp Alliance. There's over 100 camps worldwide that kind of network and, you know, share skills and philosophies and build this movement together.
And in the camp, there's a Girls Rock Tokyo, a Girls Rock Reykjavik. It's really a big, empowering worldwide movement.
Amazing. So you are accepting rockers right now, is that correct?
Correct. Our registration is open through tomorrow, so through March 1st. We fill up really fast, and unfortunately, we always have a waiting list. We can't serve everyone, but we do have 40 spots, and the registration form is online at girlsrockasheville.org.
Amazing.
And we're also in deep need of volunteers.
What are some of those roles?
You do not have to be musical. They really range. You can cook food. You can be part of Posse Patrol, which is just keeping things positive. And Sally can speak about gear.
Well, we set up basically 5 rock bands completely kitted out with PA systems and drums and guitars, and the campers don't have to bring any of that stuff. In fact, they don't even have to know how to play. It can be an exploratory thing where they learn how to put a band together. So we often need gear donations. Mm-hmm. If you've got amps or instruments that you'd like to find a good home for, we're always looking for donations. And when we're not in camp, we use those as a part of a gear lending library that lets us put those instruments in the hands of the kids so they can practice for the next year.
Yeah, year round. And so the kids can leave camp with a bass or a full drum kit. So any instruments that you're not using, they will be put to good use by youth.
That's incredible. Well, what else would you like people to know about Girls Rock and what you've got coming up?
Some of the other volunteer roles that we have that are, we call direct roles. So those are open to adults who are women or trans or non-binary, are band coaches. And you can be, again, not musical or musical. We kind of try to pair up a musical person with someone who may or may not be. These are the people who kind of see the kids through their creative process of writing a song together and creative collaboration. So we have 2 band coaches for each band, instrument instructors, and just kind of like floaters, people who help out with different instruments and different things going on. Another thing we're doing this year for the first time is including junior youth volunteers. So ages 15 to 17, people can come and volunteer and be part of our AMPS program. So we have picks, sticks, and AMPS. Picks are the little ones, 8 to 11, sticks are 12 to 14, and then AMPS are 15 to 17.
And we should also mention that you really don't need musical experience. We also looking for workshop leaders, a wide variety of workshops, like we said, from empowering workshops on body image to heavy metal yoga. So if you have a great workshop and you identify as female or trans or gender non-binary, please come pitch it to us, and we should tell you how to get in touch with us as well.
We have our volunteer application up at girlsrockasheville.org. There's a volunteer page there, and soon there will be a workshop proposal form that you can submit a workshop proposal. We're also looking for lunchtime performers, so you can fill out that application and include in there that you'd like to be one of the bands that we showcase during our lunchtime concerts for our campers. We have like a 30-minute mini concert and then a Q&A, which is like the highlight of some of the campers' time. They get to see someone actually doing what they're doing and, you know, someone like them getting up there and performing for the whole camp.
That's amazing. When is camp?
Camp's going to be June 17th to 22nd with our showcase June 22nd at the Salvage Station at 2 p.m.
And do come to the showcase as well. The community really comes out and it you will leave smiling and empowered and feeling good about the world.
Or crying happy tears.
Or crying happy tears. Or both at the same time. Just briefly on fundraising, we're always accepting donations of cash and we need an influx of money.
We're trying to take it to the next level. You know, we do one camp for 40 kids every year. We'd love to do more. And I think, Erin, you said that some of the other cities have as many as how many?
6 camps per summer, like one for each week of summer. I mean, they don't stop.
So we, with all the volunteers that we have, we can handle about 40 campers. But we'd love to have the assets and the volunteer power and everything we would need to put 200 campers in place eventually or so. And also other programs. We're looking at an adult camp, which also helps other cities that are doing that, helps them bring in really passionate volunteers. It turns them into volunteers and people who are busy and raising kids and they want to get away and just rock out a little bit. You can get off for a few days and have a great space with some great people to be able to do that. And we're not there yet. So we're trying to organize in a way to help us launch to that next level. And it's great to have the one camp, but we've got visions for growing out.
And we do turn down many, many campers every year. And it's heartbreaking. But we just don't have the resources.
Right. So you could eventually grow to not need a waiting list anymore.
Yeah, that's our hope. We also want to do an after school program, which serves kids from all over. It would be like an 8-week format, kind of doing the same thing that we do, where they would form a band, write a song, but over 8 weeks and then perform it. We're kind of doing a test run right now, or we just ended a test run at Rainbow Community School. But we would love to do that, bringing in campers from all over the county, serving kids who really need this in their life. We want to, of course, you know, have a space one day and have a Girls Rock bus and do many things. So we have lots of room to grow.
And so if people do want to support you in any of the ways that you've described today, could you share your website one more time?
Sure. It's girlsrockasheville.org. There's a donate button right there on the main page. And the volunteer tab will have a lot of information about volunteering.
And social media presence. We have a Facebook page. We have a group for the volunteers as well.
Our Facebook, facebook.com/girlsrockasheville. Our Instagram is at girlsrockavl. And I guess that does it.
Excellent. Well, I'm really excited just hearing about everything you are dreaming about for the future. And I so appreciate you bringing this. I'm from a place that I didn't know that girls could be cool musicians. And I didn't know that people could grow up to be artists until I was already almost a grown up. And so I just so appreciate what you do on a deep level. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. And we hope you volunteer.
I will be there. I'm so excited. All right. Well, thanks so much. And I look forward to seeing your campers in June.
Yes. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.